Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking little Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to episode 12 of season 5 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson. What's going on?
Just chilling, buddy. Life's good.
Life's great. Enjoying life here on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com. Shout out to those guys. We think we're still there.
Yeah.
Last couple podcasts didn't come up in the feed. People hit us up on Twitter.
We're seeing your tweets, guys. We don't know what the hell's going on.
I'm pretty sure Blake or Zarar or Sam would have told us if we were fired.
Yeah, but it would be the best if they didn't. We're just still recording podcasts like idiots.
It would be hilarious. And it's going out to nowhere.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Hopefully we're still.
Yeah.
No, we're still fine. On the mothership.
We're fine.
Good Lord.
This is a big episode. This is one of the biggest of all time, I want to say. We've got a lot of important shit to cover.
Big time. Good Lord.
And buckle up, all right?
The dog days of January. Who said that?
No one. No one ever said it. Drake, here's your money. Looking forward to the new court. Friday night, going to the game with my nieces. Pretty pumped.
Buddy, that's...
And the brand new court, Drake did that for us.
Take some notes. Check how loud it is in there.
Absolutely. I'll record it with my phone.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring audio evidence next week. I might have my nieces wear headphones. You know what I mean? The construction earphones.
It's going to be that loud, is what you think? Four corners?
Not even the fans, just the...
Knock it off, four corners.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to know, how loud it is.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to be jacked up for sure.
Well, I'll let you know.
Yeah. And buddy, try something crazy. Like the butter chicken wrap or something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. So here's some more money because of the court. That's nice. But we've got to get down to it because it's big, right?
Yep.
So let's go. Let's go.
Potentially breaking news.
Thing one.
Speaking of the global ambassador, he dropped two jams.
Two bangers.
Was it the Saturday night?
I think so. I don't remember.
Whenever it was. Smashes Spotify records.
Yeah. He's a man.
Doing his thing.
Untouchable.
Okay. Going to break this right now. We're currently recording. It is 6:44 on Thursday, January 25th.
Yep.
Yep, that's right. In the 2018th year of our Lord.
There it is.
On just south of Wellesley... On Jarvis Street.
Yep.
There is a banner hanging.
There sure is. It's on a building.
It's on the side of a building. It is not lit up.
Nope.
But I noticed this in the day today while I was driving up Jarvis. And I thought, oh, look, Drake's dropping a new album.
Mm-hmm.
Because what it says is 6, the letter M, ampersand.
We think. We're not 100% sure what that... The font is weird.
Yes. So it could be 6, a 3, but it looks like an M. Mm-hmm. So 6, M, let's say, ampersand, 6. And then at the very bottom, in gray lettering, it says January 30th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a weird white and black design over top of it.
Was it white and black? Because it looked like just two white lines, but I saw it in the dark.
Well, let's fire it up right now. Because I was so convinced that this was what we're dealing with. And then you had heard nothing about it.
No. I'm not a...
So we actually just left and went and drove to see it because because of the announcement I'm about to make that this billboard is saying.
Yeah, I don't.
No, I do know. This is exactly what it is. Is that January 30th.
Breaking news.
Drake is dropping 6M ampersand 6.
What's M in Roman numerals?
Wow, that's a good question.
All right. Probably million.
Let's hit Google. And Google says M in Roman numerals, 1,000.
Okay.
So 6,000 to 6. That's a ratio. 6,000 to 6. So that's as good a reason as any to say our global ambassador is dropping an album on January 30th.
But also, why would they use numbers and Roman numerals?
That's a great question, too.
Why would they have both? What kind of shit is that?
Listen.
What code is this?
All I'm saying is there were two sixes and a January 30th. Now, but I will confirm that.
This is a billboard for the devil himself.
Yeah, and it's not lit up at night. So, because we just went back.
Yeah. We tried to crack the case, damn it. We're trying to give you content here on wherever the hell this podcast is going to end up.
Yeah, but we did it. We went and saw it. It was tough to see because, again, it is not lit up.
And not at all.
And there are giant trees on Jarvis, so when you look up, it's difficult to see at all.
Mm-hmm. It's also a black.
It is a black billboard with the white sort of silhouette thing. And here's the other thing. The silhouette kind of looks like the lettering from the EP he just dropped.
Right.
But like a silhouette almost, because it's just a black and white objects. Should we tweet the picture right now?
I mean, sure.
Yeah, because this will be out in real time. This will be out now at 6:48 p.m. We're dropping this.
I mean, I don't think it's Drake's album, but we should, if it is, shit. Okay.
Here's the other thing. It does look like it could be for Monster Energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, I don't know. It 100% could be something else, but
it's not. That's their winter frost flavor coming out January 30th. Monster Energy.
Yeah, or it's just some weird.
It's a goddamn alt-right group.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Recruiting people.
All right, I'm going to tweet it right now. What are those eye emojis that everyone puts when you're supposed to look at something?
I think it's just look.
Look?
Type in look, it'll come up. Or looking.
Oh, yeah, there it is. You're right. Look at that. And we'll add the RTZ, as we are still loyal to do.
We're the only people we only talk about Raptors things on that account, and we're the only people on Raptors Twitter that hashtag RTZ.
No one else does.
No, but ever. We're not stopping ever.
No, we're original members of the Raptors Tweet Zone.
I don't know if we're original members.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
Long-standing members?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
We're at least 5 years deep doing it.
Yeah.
I guess that's a long time.
In Twitter world, too. Because Twitter is only itself over like, only like what? 10 years old? Really? Like really? You know?
I don't know.
So like half a lifetime. We've spent half a lifetime in the Raptors tweet.
Twitter sphere. Hashtag yeah. RTZ.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. We just put it out right now. Let's see if he replies.
We'll see.
But yeah, and obviously you can go reference, look at the picture. It is kind of difficult because, again, it was nighttime. But you get the idea. If anything, we can ask him when he comes to pick up his royalty money.
Yeah. Cool.
But
he's due to pick that money up soon.
I would think so.
Yeah.
January 30th. He's already going to be right up the street, apparently.
Billboard's put up right around the corner. Come on in, Drake.
Mark your calendars. January 30th is a Tuesday? No? Yeah?
Yeah. And everyone knows what this actually is. Please tell us as well.
It's next Tuesday. Yeah. And if it is Monster Energy, kudos. Because you piqued my interest. All right?
You're picking up a can.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, one thing we can tell you for sure, something's going to fucking happen January 30th.
Something's happening. Right? The goddamn rapture.
Get ready for January 30th. Let me just check real quick. He has not replied yet.
No.
Okay.
Thing two.
That was its own thing?
Yeah, yeah, that was the whole thing.
Oh, buddy. I'm sorry. What a stupid question. Of course it's its own thing.
What are you going to kick off the show with? What's more important?
This is a goddamn banger of an episode.
I just broke that the fucking highest selling artist in, I don't know, some kind of history is releasing the follow-up.
October's very own, buddy.
Still no reply from the guy. No. All right.
No, because he probably
he's embarrassed.
Billboard wasn't supposed to go up.
Someone's getting fired right now because of us.
They thought they're gonna put it up. It's gonna get dark soon, and we'll throw the lights up tomorrow when it's supposed to officially go up. We broke it sooner than that.
This podcast is too good,
buddy. We're groundbreaking.
Too good.
Can I get a thing too?
Now for real thing too. The Raptors, none of them made the Rising Stars team.
No. Of course not.
The fourth best team in the league.
Shout out to Dylan
league.
Brooks on there. Shout out to Canadian Dylan Brooks, though. God damn it. I don't know why I picked him to throw under the bus.
Hey, you know, someone had to take that. Didn't you think one of them, just even as a representative of the fourth best team in the league, and they all play real minutes? I mean, you know?
OG's starting on our team.
OG is starting on the second best team in the East. And he's not considered a rising star.
I don't know, man. Something like is special about this year. I just feel, I don't know if special is the right word, but it feels different.
Yeah. It's
like
a culture change.
Disrespect is consistent.
Yeah.
For the Raptors, we're used to this. But it feels like more people are noticing.
The disrespect?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It feels like it's a bigger thing. And this team is also the best team we've ever had.
They're amazing. You know, there's one, the one thing I was thinking was it goes back to that's why I, like that We the North commercial when that first dropped, that's so genius.
Yeah. You know?
And it's almost like that should be our response when any bullshit happens, as like cheesy as it sounds. Just like, yeah, no, We the North. Not like not saying it verbatim, but you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, of course.
Why does he keep talking like that?
Of course.
We the North.
Yeah, but it's
just something
like,
wrong with your friend?
But it just like reiterates that.
Yeah, yeah. Drake's coming
know?
Out with an album January 30th.
I know. January 30th. Get ready. Heard it here first.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's
like it's never, apparently it's just never going away.
No, and yeah, you're right. I don't think it ever will go away.
We've got another example of it coming up too, and another thing of the NBA.
But buddy, one, you come out the goddamn East this year.
They very well could.
I know. That's what I keep saying, man. It feels different this year.
Yeah?
But buddy, look around the league.
The last
look around, sorry, the East. It's on fire.
Yeah. It is a dumpster fire right now. It's true. They could do it this year. Why not?
We're you know?
It's a culture change.
Steady. Getting better game by game.
Feels good.
I feel so good, man.
Because the
Kyle's gonna go wrench his goddamn wrist in a sand trap.
Yeah. Where is the game this? Oh, it's in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Tomorrow's gonna take him to the hood. They both get booked for weed. Just,
fuck. But the lack of rising stars is a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Speaking of OG too, though, you mentioned something about his backpack. Because the backpack thing doesn't... He got it around the backpack?
Oh, yeah. So the rookie... what is it? The rookie backpack challenge, I guess? I don't know. All our rookies got to
initiation,
wear
maybe?
Disney, yeah, and that's the word. All our rookies got to wear, like, Disney backpacks.
Yes.
And OG is no exception. But he's outsmarted everybody. He just puts it in another bag.
Like a bigger bag.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea. How is that guy not considered a rising star? He's getting around backpack initiations. Like they're fucking, like these are the kind of people that the whatever upper level spy agencies recruit. You know what I mean? He's a problem solver.
I mean, like no one watches our games.
He's a rising star.
How the hell would they know that any of our young guys are?
That's the other thing. Yeah, too, is Kevin Durant showed him out. That means nothing to the rising star community voters.
No, they don't give a shit.
No, they don't. Like, not one of them I would.
That's what I mean. One of them should have gone.
Like not one.
It's and no, I know. I mean, hopefully these guys take it to heart and use it as motivation, man.
I think they will.
Which is like, how much goddamn motivation do we need? You know,
it's true. But again, I do really, really like them staying under the radar. You know, I really like when no one talks about them now.
Because yeah,
that's I feel like, you know, that's how you succeed in life. Really, stay under the radar, keep your head down.
Head down and work.
You could win the Eastern Conference. Oh, you know, yeah,
absolutely.
Got a motivational speaking tour coming up. Just working material right now,
buddy. Drake's album is going to be the soundtrack.
Well, I'm going to make a lot of money off the press attention.
Yeah, come with that. You dropped it.
Yeah, and then from there, the motivational tour begins. I think you and I are rising stars. I guess that's the only way to wrap this up, really.
I guess we all are rising stars.
Right.
We're all rising.
And we're under the radar. All of us are under the radar. Every single person is under the radar.
And yeah, absolutely.
Just the people that listen to this podcast and or support on Twitter, either or,
mm-hmm.
are under the radar.
Yeah. All the rest, everyone else is over the radar, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You privileged bastards.
Must be nice. Nice view up there.
1%ers.
Nice view over the radar.
A thing? Three.
Big podcast.
Huge.
Big podcasts bring big news.
Oh, we got another breaking story?
Well, I don't know if it's a breaking story, but we're going to break it down because I'm sure no one else has.
Mm.
Fred Van Vliet gets 3 haircuts a week.
3 haircuts a week.
3.
At least 3.
Now, do the Raptors have a team barber?
No, he has his own dude.
He has a guy.
Yeah.
Fred Van Vliet is making private barber money.
He's not. He's on the league like minimum for sure, but...
But he's spending.
He said he had to look good on national television.
Fred Van Vliet needs a financial advisor mm-hmm. extremely quickly because.
No, he's
blowing his money.
He's gonna be fine, man. He's gonna private get paid, barbers. Bro.
Yeah, now, but until what? And how far does this addiction go? You know, if he's spending what money he does having a private barber.
Yeah,
he's gonna be having like a fucking.
Maybe it's like private barber. You know what I mean? It's like his boy. Like, just cut my hair, man. All right, here's some tickets.
It could just be his weed guy, and then
yeah.
that's how he hangs around.
Yeah,
it's like I need to.
Because you're allowed to bring one like guy. I think I was listening to Jalen Rose talk about how you get like a. Like, especially if you go in other cities, like, you're going to, like, a road trip, and you're allowed to, like, fly out, like, your buddy to keep you company.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Man.
But a buddy, you know what I mean? Whoever.
Right.
Whoever you want, however scandalous you want to live that life.
NBA players are really well looked after.
Yeah.
Sounds like a
That's right, when
life.
You get, they get in trouble, you're like, how does this happen to you?
Hmm.
There's so many ways for you not to get in trouble with shit. People are actively trying to, you know what I mean?
But then do you think that Fred Van Vliet is using his guy?
This is barber, yeah.
The barber.
It's got to be his boy.
His guy. That'd be a...
Because I know he's not getting that, like, the $20 haircuts. Do you know what I mean? Because
right.
I refuse to pay more than $20 to cut my hair.
I cut my own hair, man.
There you go.
I have since I was 14.
Yeah, but you only, you like, you just
I just shave my head, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to...
There's no...
I can't cut my own hair. It's
no, well, no, you've got a haircut.
Fucking
you've got
nightmare.
A style of your hair. Like most people. Most people do.
Yeah, I mean... Like, so I would shave my head.
Shaved head's
I don't want to have this hair, Barry. I just need to because I look horrible with a shaved head.
You get used to it, man.
Oh, buddy, I just look like I'm dying. Everyone's like, are you okay?
Your hair's never
Are
wet.
You sick? No, I just shaved my head. Everything's fine. Doing good.
Out there with the shaved head dropping fresher breath air.
Yeah.
Just like, holy
People
shit.
People are calling for help.
What happened?
Calling my family. I don't know, man.
Why not, man?
I bet you
DeMar- Hey, who the fuck am I to tell Fred Van Vliet?
Damari Carroll definitely got his dreads done up.
Yeah, I believe that for sure. That guy's obsessed with his
Serge Ibaka's doing some...
You think so?
What? Hell yeah, Serge Ibaka is doing some bougie shit for sure.
But like before he goes on the court, you think like he gets three
That dude is putting moisturizer on his face before he goes on the court.
You think so?
Facts. I'm telling you, he has to.
Just some blush to push.
Serge Ibaka is sitting back there with Crest White strips on before he before he takes off his tearaways. Absolutely. He's got a whitening tray in when they're singing the anthem. Nothing wrong. I mean, he got millions of dollars. Why not?
I just wouldn't have thought Fred VanVleet had private barber money. But I'm very...
His fate is always...
That's how good this team is. Our third point guard, who's excellent.
Fantastic.
Also has a private barber.
Yeah.
The rest of the Eastern Conference doesn't stand a goddamn chance.
No.
Take two, thing four.
Breaking news.
Buddy.
We just got the alert.
Breaking lots of news on this episode.
That the team... Drake's got an album. Here are the all-star lineups. Of course, by the time this comes out, this will have been discussed ad nauseum.
Yep.
On the internet. But here we are.
Yeah.
All right. They're called... It's interesting. They're just called Team LeBron James and Team Steph Curry. Team Steph Curry is James Harden, DeMar DeRozan. Oh, these are the starting players. Curry, Harden, DeRozan, Giannis, and Embiid.
Whoa!
The starting for LeBron, that means LeBron James and Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Cousins, Kevin Durant, and Anthony Davis. Interesting, Kevin Durant is on that team because also on Team LeBron is Russell Westbrook.
Amazing.
Bradley Beal, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kevin Love, Oladipo, Porzingis, and John Wall. And then on Steph Curry's bench, Kyle Lowry is playing with DeRozan. Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, Damian Lillard, Klay Thompson, Towns, and Al Horford.
Wait, so Beal and Wall are together as well?
Beal and Wall are together on LeBron's team.
Okay.
Kyrie and LeBron is, the most interesting.
And KD not being with Steph is also crazy, too.
And KD being with Westbrook.
Yeah.
Because earlier today, LeBron tweeted out, "That was fun. Should have been live on TV.
Should have been televised, yeah."
And Curry replied and agreed, which again, no clue why it wasn't televised. As did you see Rachel Nichols, by the way, call him out on ESPN?
No, what did she say?
I retweeted it, I think. She called them out hard for not televising the draft like 2 weeks ago. It was really good. It's well spoken. And then she was on with Paul Pierce and Tracy McGrady. And they both were like kind of like, yeah, it should be televised. But they really weren't that adamant that it should be televised. Because you were saying you think the it was the players' union?
Yeah,
said
I think
no?
Will. Someone wrote an article. It might have been Will.
The players' union said...
It was the players' union, yeah. So it's like we're tweeting at the league like idiots and...
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Because obviously, like, why wouldn't the league want to televise that?
It does make sense, though, you know, when you think about it. Because some of them are such divas.
Sensitive, yeah.
There's equal drama on each team, I'd say. Because LeBron is playing with Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. And then Russell Westbrook is playing with
KD,
Kevin Durant. Oh, no, that's the same team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all that's on LeBron's team. And then facing them is Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan.
Goddamn right.
Fuck yeah.
I really want DeMar just to take all threes in this All-Star game. Just Jack, 15 threes.
Yeah. Half-court threes, too.
Every time he touches the ball, just shoot it.
I want him to steal it from his teammates.
Take it from Kyle. Just jack a three.
So his teammates starting are Harden, Curry, Antetokounmpo, and Embiid. That's all right. That is pretty cool.
It's a hell of a team, man. It's going to be fun to watch.
That's not bad.
Please, DeMar. Any shot that's meant for Steph, take that and shoot it yourself.
It'd be hilarious if just he and Lowry just controlled the entire...
Dominated.
The whole time they're on, they just don't pass only each other.
Alley-oops. Alley-oops and threes the whole time.
Just forcing them every time, even though...
But like, they're missing completely.
Telegraphing an alley-oop. Just over
non-stop
and over
turnovers.
And over. Do it. None of our rising stars are in. Guess what?
Making a name for ourselves, good or bad.
Okay, well, that's kind of... We can... Because originally for thing four, we had scheduled the jerseys.
Right.
Because Sports Illustrated posted a bunch of the jerseys.
Yeah. They're all out now.
Yes.
All the city jerseys are out now.
The Miami ones are amazing.
Listen, guys.
Those are
that's a jersey.
those Miami Vice ones are fucking amazing.
Fire.
Amazing.
The Milwaukee Bucks, great jersey.
Very nice. Very nice.
Big fan of that.
The Sixers one was good.
Sixers one was dope, yeah. Utah, pretty awesome.
Utah's not bad. Denver's.
Denver's got a nice, really clean good one.
Yeah. And
you know what? Orlando Magic.
The Stars. Very nice pattern.
Nice little galaxy action going on.
Here's the thing. These were all posted in Sports Illustrated. The one that wasn't, though, the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah.
This goes back to the disrespect.
All news, buddy.
Sports Illustrated.
Hashtag
fucking hates the Toronto Raptors.
Prove them. Hashtag prove them. Man, this is crazy. We just have to wait till playoffs. Like, there's nothing to be said. Or
it's so weird,
we
though
need to goddamn not, you know?
It's just mean. In this day and age of bullying.
It's going to be a lot of pressure on Kylan tomorrow at these playoffs, man. Good Lord.
I'm okay with it.
I think they're okay with it, too.
I think they, again, stand under the radar is good. Much like, you know, you don't want to show our whatever alternate jersey. It's okay. We're going to build our own goddamn court to match it, by the way.
Yeah, that's coming.
And we'll be on top of the Eastern Conference in a week, probably.
Matter of days.
By the way, speaking of which, even forgot to mention, Dwayne Casey might be the coach.
I think for sure he's going to be the coach, isn't he?
Isn't it? I thought the magic number was down to one or something. Like they had to win or a combination.
Who the hell is the other person in the running?
I guess it would be Tyronn Lue, no?
Yeah, good Lord.
Because it was Brad Stevens last year?
Yeah, and he can't do it again.
Right. So I think it would be Tyronn Lue.
God bless. You know what? Dwayne, sit it out. Let that man go. Well deserved. That'll be the best. Kyle Lowry asked for a trade. I'm not playing for this idiot.
That would be good. Were there any other great jerseys? I really like the Denver one. The Miami one, by far, is my favorite.
The Bucks one was sick.
The Bucks one's really good. There's a lot of real, to be honest, the majority, there's more good than bad.
For sure. They did this one right. Nike.
It's good. They're turning the corner.
Dropped a ball on that. But I guess this is what you get instead of your Christmas Day games. You get these jerseys where people wear them 6 times or some shit.
Yeah. Still, Christmas Day, you can't.
You dropped a ball, for sure.
You cannot let that opportunity slide, Phil Knight. And we know he listens.
Think fast, think five.
Again, giant podcast.
Huge. Sink your teeth into this one.
You're walking down Queen Street a couple days ago.
Yeah.
You shoot me a text.
I think it was Saturday. It was Saturday? Or Sunday? I don't remember. One day this weekend,
it was
sure.
It was one of the days.
Yeah.
Because you saw someone on Queen Street.
I saw someone. I saw the goddamn Brazilian unicorn. Bruno Caboclo.
The 905 legend. You saw Bruno on Queen Street. That's crazy.
Walking down Queen Street in a red hoodie. No jacket. Just a red hoodie. Don't know if it's a Raptors hoodie, but I would, you know, maybe my brain just put two and two together. I'd see, because I actually wearing a Raptors jersey.
Did he?
That's insane.
It's the only time he gets to wear his Raptors jersey. Yeah, he's walking down Queen Street.
Yeah, he's wearing the... He's wearing the new OVO jersey because he'll never put it on. How did he even get that? We don't know. Yeah, walking down, no one really noticed. He didn't actually look that crazy tall, but he was like hunched over, holding a young lady.
Who was attractive, you're saying?
Very good looking lady.
Okay.
Strolling through the streets. And we made eye contact. I was like, Bruno. And he just gave him the nod. And kept it moving.
You said Bruno? Like
I absolutely said Bruno.
And he gave you the nod?
Yeah. He heard me say it. Like, Bruno.
Wow.
I was right beside him, right? Like, we're walking.
How does,
you know, he's going one direction. I was going the opposite way.
How does wingspan look?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't really get to see his arms.
It's for sure him.
One, absolutely. It was. I was.
That's awesome.
Face to face with him. Yeah.
But that's awesome.
Obviously not face to face.
Well, he's a very tall man.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was still very tall, but you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, you don't look like, just look like a tall ass dude.
Last
in a red
song.
Hoodie. I was more like, where's this guy's jacket?
That's interesting.
He's from Brazil. It was nice on Saturday. That's why I was walking.
Was he wearing track pants or jeans?
Didn't see the pants. He's definitely that tall where I'm like,
yeah,
you only see the top part. You know what I mean? Like I don't,
He might
like, have. Like, I have to physically, like, look him up and down like a psychopath.
He might have been coming right from the BioSteel Center.
Maybe.
That's why he's in the hoodie.
Walking in flip-flops?
Walking down Queen Street. Last summer, I saw Mark Shapiro while I was crossing Queen and Spadina, and he was crossing Queen and Spadina. I've never wanted to spit at a man more in my life.
I was just
going to
say, did you throw something at him?
I wanted to, but he was with his daughter, so obviously.
It's always great when you see people. Like the time I saw Rod Black in the Eaton Center with his family.
It's fucking
again,
awesome.
Just give him the nod. He's like, oh, but that, awesome. that was a movie. Like he winked at me like Anchorman. It was incredible.
That guy needs a late night talk show.
Oh, but his teeth sparkled, you know, when he smiled.
He's fucking a legend.
Saw Cito Gaston one time. That was cool.
Ooh, that's cool.
He was nice. He was friendly. Cito! I notice I just yell people's names and just salute them and fuck off. I don't really want to talk to them.
No, yeah. Just acknowledge. Yeah. Sure. Dwayne Casey sat behind me at that one Blue Jays game and I almost had a heart attack.
That's pretty crazy. I
like crumbled like a little bitch.
Yeah. I've seen a bunch of Raptors in the Eaton Center. It's crazy. They're just like us, guys.
It's interesting. I saw Bruno in the Eaton Center once. Very tall. Couldn't believe how skinny he was.
Sonny Weems.
Oh, nice.
Sonny Weems. Coming up the escalator.
Our friend of the podcast, Arthur Simeon, texted just before we started recording, and he just saw Joe Johnson walking down Queen Street.
Just today.
Because Utah, of course, is in town tomorrow.
Yeah. It's so crazy. Imagine Joe Johnson gets hit by a TTC bus. And just walking the streets. Like, you know what I mean? But these things can happen.
Yeah,
like, what playoff game was it where we saw Tyler Hansbrough in his car in
That's
traffic?
Right. Yeah, in traffic. That's right. Psycho.
I don't know why that this blows my mind. Like, obviously, they're regular people they have to get to. But I'm like, he's driving.
I'm always starstruck
in
by athletes.
Slam traffic to a playoff game. I'm like, that's insane. He's stuck in traffic 3 minutes from his place of work.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
Like, I got to the ACC before Tyler Hansbrough did at a playoff game. That's crazy to me.
I'm always starstruck by athletes, though. Were we talking about this?
Yeah, where we did, like, I'm not starstruck over, like, actors or comedians or anything.
Athletes all the time. I feel like because it's, like, something we could never do. Like, there's no possible way we could do it.
Yeah.
You could always somehow, like, I don't act, but
you could get in a movie, yeah.
Who fucking knows?
Yeah. You can't dunk a basketball. That's never happening.
Right? When we saw Andrew Wiggins at that OVO bounce thing 2 summers ago. He was like, whatever, 18 or 19.
And he was a child, yeah. And we're like, holy shit, like, that's Andrew Wiggins.
Coolest motherfucker I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's a teenager.
But you saw him. Did other people notice him? Bruno on Queen Street?
I don't know. I didn't make, like, you know what I mean? I wasn't like, oh shit, Bruno.
No, yeah, but just like no one else said. Like there were no head turns
you noticed? Not really. I didn't really notice. It was like Saturday, you know? I'm pretty sure it was Saturday. It was in the day, though, so, like, people are, you know, wheeling and dealing, buddy. They got places to be, groceries to buy. Yeah.
Bruno just sneaks in there.
Like, when you see him, you're like, oh, shit, that's Bruno.
He's going to go down as, like, a Raptor, like...
folklore legend.
Thing, yeah. You know? Everyone's going to remember Bruno.
Oh, yeah.
Whether the guy ever plays a game ever again, he's still Bruno.
Yeah.
I still like the draft pick, to be honest. Because what the fuck else are you going to get?
It's true.
Think of the enjoyment we've gotten out of Bruno. Just enjoyment-wise.
Just at his expense.
That's a great pick by Masai.
Yeah, some of my favorite memories are actually from this summer league, just watching Bruno pass as nobody.
Confusing the other team.
Legit passing
Not
to the
just
other
his teammates. Other teams are like, what is this guy doing right now?
Freaking everybody out. Buddy, are you okay?
What a run Bruno's had. I hope it never ends.
Now, a lot of people talking about Thing 6.
It's time. Favorite part of the podcast. We need some theme music for this.
Yeah, we should get some theme music.
Here, I'll put something here, right here. This is the theme music now.
Perfect.
For the NBA 2K update, because it needs theme music this week, because what happened?
I did play 2K.
You played 2K as promised.
However, I wasn't able to select the Toronto Raptors.
Oh, okay.
It was a deal that we made.
Okay. Interesting.
That it was you got the choice between three random teams.
All right. Oh, three randoms. Yeah, like the you click. I yeah. gotcha. Okay.
And on my, I can't remember. My first two picks were a disaster, so you got to keep your third pick.
Right, yeah.
Memphis
for sure.
Grizzlies.
Oh, that's not bad.
Against Oklahoma City Thunder.
Wow. A little down south battle.
Well, Barry, it doesn't matter to me because, goddammit, the Memphis Grizzlies smashed.
Whoa.
Marc Gasol dropped 28 points.
Wow.
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
So then, but were you playing someone that challenged you?
No, this is okay. This was not a. This was in person.
So this doesn't
not online. Not
I would say this doesn't count at all.
Probably that person never listened to our podcast once ever.
Who were you playing?
But they caught a beating though.
It was Patrick Akeem.
It was Patrick Akeem. His name on PlayStation is Spidey Senses, like 1970 something. Whenever he was born, I don't know.
He's 78. I think he's the same as me. He's a 40-year-old man who is obsessed with comics. And is getting married in a couple months, so
he's killing it.
He's got a successful business.
He's killing it,
you know. But you lit him up
with the
on NBA 2K
at
with
his
the
house.
Okay, at his house. So the 2K challenge stands then, because it's 2K challenges. Someone plays you online. You're the Raptors, and they.
I still haven't done that yet.
No. Because you...
I haven't physically turned on my PlayStation yet.
You played Patrick Hakeem.
Yes.
With the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yes. And I drank some of his beers and I smoked some of his weed.
So that's...
And then he kicked me out of his house because he was curious.
The 2K challenge remains then.
It's still up there.
It's out there.
I'm going to turn on my PlayStation. Things are winding down.
Is it going to happen this week?
I think it's going to happen this week.
This week.
This week looks good.
This is the week. Hit him up on Sony PlayStation 2. Is that where we're at
hey,
still?
Hey, man. I think I get those new jerseys in the update.
No way, really?
I'm playing 2K for sure.
Okay, there it is. All it took was the league to, you know.
Give me some new jerseys.
A new jersey for all the teams. And
hopefully
you're
they got some new, the new Kyries are in the store.
Okay.
I'll take a jog through the market, go.
Getting excited.
Go to the Foot Locker and buy some shoes.
It sounds fun now.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they got some new tights. Have a look at some compression pants.
This is great.
None of that has I haven't played the game in anything I just said there. This is just me jogging. I still gotta go
But I mean you're gonna wanna wear those on the court I would think.
For sure.
Yeah, so.
Well here's the thing in 2K, Barry, you can buy for the street or you can buy for the court.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's a lot. So you're gonna buy them for the court though.
Yes, to be fair, all my purchases have been for
the court.
Yeah.
Street can go fuck themselves.
Yes.
That's fair.
And I'm just trying to get enough money to buy tattoos.
Whoa. That'd be nice. The sleeve?
Oh, full. I'm doing everything.
Face?
Top to bottom. You better believe it.
Okay, good. Well, keep us updated on that anyway. That part of the 2K challenge.
For sure.
Can continue. This week, before the next podcast, Talking Raptors is the... What do you even call now?
At Talking Raptors. That can't change.
Gamer tag thing.
That's what I like. That's it. Just find Talking Raptors. That's my name for every single PlayStation game.
All right. Perfect.
I'm running around in Fallout 4 as Talking Raptors.
Did you play that this week?
No, I haven't turned on my PlayStation.
Wow. All right. So it's not. Okay.
Yeah. No, I haven't been on.
Fair enough. All right.
But I also heard they got some good deals in the PlayStation store, so I'm going to fire it up. Put aside an hour.
Yeah.
Where I'm putting on 2K.
All right. Sounds good to me.
I don't know what time that's going to be.
But it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Perfect. Looking forward to it. Did we ever say what the people win if they win? If they beat
no.
you? I don't think they win anything, really. We don't have anything to give.
Not yet.
Six. From a six.
For the shout out, should we go around the league?
We going around the league?
Yeah. There's a lot happening around the league.
Yeah, it's the league is insane right now.
Okay, right now. I know we've already broke that Drake has released an album.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm telling you right now. Mark it down. January 25th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James, next season, will be playing for the Houston Rockets.
Wow.
There you go.
All right. I can see that.
Enjoy. Enjoy that.
I can see that happening.
Because Cleveland is on fire.
Yeah, it's burning. Poor town,
to the ground.
That's what happens. You win a championship, and that's all you get.
That poor, poor city. They just went through the Browns for 16 weeks of hell.
Mm-hmm.
And now this. They're just watching. This was once like a big, beautiful, shiny tour bus driving around the city, being like, hey, guys, look at us. Now it's like a fucking Winnebago that is on fire.
Puttering in.
Out of gas. Two guys are pushing it.
Man, I feel bad for Kevin Love. Anytime there's a problem, they just throw that guy under the bus. Poor Kevin Love.
You made the All-Star team, by the way.
You're damn right. He's playing good. He's the only other guy that's playing good on that team.
Do you think they're going to make a big trade before the...
I don't know, man. Like, if Dan Gilbert is trying to sell this team...
He's just going to strip it down?
I think it's... Like, I don't know. What are they going to do?
As an opposing team in the Eastern Conference, it's not the worst thing in the world to see. You know?
Oh, yeah, man. Raptors are in the fast lane, and people are just pulling over for us. We're good. Flying through here. Kyrie Irving said that he threatened to get knee surgery if the Cavs didn't trade him.
That's great.
So, like, what...
What
man,
kind of,
what the hell was going on there, though? Like, did he not like playing with LeBron that much?
He wanted to be the guy. He is the guy now. They'll be playing together in the All-Star game. But how much did he hate that man? To say, I'll get my knee operated.
What, I'll sacrifice a friggin' knee.
I will have maybe potentially unnecessary knee surgery.
But don't you, like, wouldn't, as the Cavs, when you be like, okay, I dare you. Go ahead. Go ahead. You want to cut your knee open, buddy, for no reason? Sure.
Just, yeah. He whips it out in the negotiations, just like, okay.
Yeah, that's what we want, young 20-something-year-olds. That's what you want on your resume.
That's fine.
Voluntary knee surgery. What was wrong? Nothing. Just told him to go in and check around. Jason Kidd's gone.
That's terrifying to me. That team with a good coach, I don't know. Milwaukee already scares me, but the only thing that gave me some glimmer of hope is that Jason Kidd was their coach.
Yeah.
If they got a good coach, sweet mother of God.
Who do you think it's going to be? Who's around?
There were rumors that 905 coach Jerry Stackhouse could be it.
Would be the worst.
The Stackhouse just destroyed us every play.
That would be the worst, man.
Dwayne Casey just keeps screaming, pound the rock.
Oh, that would hurt. You know what? God damn it, I hope that doesn't happen. But of course that shit's going
to
happen.
That would be tough, for sure. It would be very tough to deal with.
Ugh.
But maybe more likely, though, still out there, Memphis.
Oh, Fizdale.
Fizdale's out there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So
Jerry Sloan
comes back from the dead.
Walks in.
Have you seen, every time I see that guy now at like a whatever halftime presentation, he just aged so much as soon as he stopped coaching.
Yeah, I think he was old as hell, though.
He was old, but it's like, it just, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? Still, fuck you, Deron Williams, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Where is Deron Williams playing this year?
I don't know. Hope not. I haven't seen him.
I'm going to Google that right now.
Deron.
He's currently a free agent.
Perfect.
According to Wikipedia.
It's time for the shout-outs.
Shout-out to 40 and Dunking at Midlife Vertical is his name.
Big, big name.
He recently put together a thing. When was this? This was at the beginning of the month. He put together a thread on Twitter of the, of like, because there's all this crazy shit on at NBA store, like just ridiculous merchandise. He did a thread where he did a tweet for every team with their best and worst gear.
That's great.
It's his pinned tweet right now, so hit him up at Midlife Vertical. For instance, he's got the first one is the Atlanta Hawks. They've got a Dwight Howard figurine. A 2015 Southeast Champs hat and a 2015 Southeast Division courtside sign. That's available at NBA.com. But then when you go to the next one, it's the Celtics. It's a leopard printed thong that is green with the Boston Celtics logo on it.
Huh.
Yeah. There's a lot of interesting things.
Any, what's the Raptors one? Do we know?
That's a great question. So he said, initially, I was looking for cheap Raptors gear, And this is how he stumbled upon it. So where is the where are the Raptors? Oh, there we go. Whoa. Raptors boxers? They look extremely tight and uncomfortable. But look at these fucking boxers.
I'm 100% buying those goddamn boxers. What?
They have got the city and the Raptors logo. They're purple.
Those are the best boxers I've ever seen in my life.
They just look very tight. They look like spandex.
Buddy, they're like compression shorts.
Yeah. Those are available, apparently, at the NBA store. And the other Raptors things. Ooh, look at those Raptors high heels.
Perfect.
And, ooh, a monogram towel with the Raptors logo on it.
That's actually sick.
I might get that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's a very good idea. Wow. Well played, NBA store.
Yeah, very
nice.
You
got me. I'll be on there now. Shout out to Midlife Vertical. Follow him on Twitter. 40 and Dunking is the name he goes by. That's going to wrap up the podcast. We'll be back next week. We've confirmed some big guests next month.
It's happening. It's all happening.
Danny G's coming back. Rack him up, Danny G. Jack Armstrong is going to be coming back on next month.
That's going to be a good one.
It's going to be fun. Enjoy Drake's new album, January 30th. It's dropping.
Get your Monster Energy drink at your local convenience store January 30th.
If anyone is strolling north up Jarvis, just south of Wellesley, check out the banner. Let me know. There is, unfortunately, no light on it, so you have to be going during the daytime. Yeah. But we did tweet it out for those of you who are not downtown.
Yeah.
And would like evidence.
And would like to decipher whatever the hell that is.
Jan 3rd, 6M. Ampersand 6. Let's go Raptors.
Let's go Raptors.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I heard Toyota-thon is on.
It sure is.
Perfect. I'm getting a head start on my list for Santa.
Well, we've got great year-end deals on Camry, Highlander, RAV4, and more.
But what kind of toys do you have?
It's actually Toyota-thon, not Toyota-thon. We have great deals on vehicles, not toys. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Okay, what can I get for $5?
Current offers end November 30th. Toyota phone ends January 4th. Participating dealers only. Toyota. Let's go places.